Saturday morning, BBC Radio Berkshire, Howard Hughes coming at you. Technology news now, lots to talk about with Fevzi Turkalp, the man who gets up at the crack of dawn in his pursuit of technological prowess. He is the gadget detective. He's online to us now. How are you, Fevzi?
I'm good.
Serious news this week. Amber Rudd, our Home Secretary, has been talking about the technology used in the fight against terrorism. It's made big news this week.
Yeah, so she's banging on about this again, and she's gone over to the United States to a conference of the big tech companies, the likes of Facebook and Google and so forth. So two strands to it. One is that she's saying these companies have to do more to not only take down unsuitable material once someone reports it as being unsuitable, but also to prevent it going up there in the first place. Now, this is a massive undertaking just because of the vast quantity of things that are posted onto these websites every second of every day. Facebook could never employ enough people to do that, and neither could the others. The future of this seems to be artificial intelligence, where bots will scan these messages and decide whether they are decent, moral, whatever standard we want to provide, whether they are bomb-making instructions for terrorists or whether they are just political views that we don't like.
But Amber Rudd is particularly concerned about encryption that's being used so that these people sending illicit messages are able to hide the content.
So that's a bit of the message that she's starting to finesse a little bit. So she's saying, of course, we're not trying to do away with all encryption. You know, banking definitely needs it. You know, she's obviously woken up to the fact that the whole banking system would collapse if you weaken that encryption. But she's saying that this encryption is not always suitable, but at the same time not saying she wants it broken. So I don't really know what it means. But also she's saying that the companies can do much more to share metadata. Now, that's the data around the communications.
So you basically know who is communicating with whom, even if you don't know the exact content.
But what's really interesting is she's saying they could do much more to do it, to share it. And as far as I'm aware, they're sharing everything that they've got.
On a kind of related topic, the bad guys have been targeting our mobile phones again. According to the Daily Express on Thursday, there's some very bad new malware that could steal your money.
Yeah, so this is a piece of malware that runs on Android devices, smartphones and tablets. It's called SVPeng, and it's been around for 4 years, actually. But its creator was thrown into prison in 2015, along with four of his compatriots. This is a new strain of the software that places an invisible overlay over 14 different UK banking apps. So if you use your Android device to do banking, and you in particular use an app, 14 major banks that have can be overlaid. And what it does is it detects every time you press the screen. It can take a snapshot of the screen. It can collect all your access information, username and password, and then empty your bank account. The advice to give is that at the moment, this thing is distributed as a fake Flash Player download. So you shouldn't download what are called APK files. These are like little bundles that you download and then click and they install. Don't download these APK files, and particularly from websites that you don't trust, and be very careful about Flash Players. And the reason why this one's so deadly is it doesn't, and it works on even on the latest version of Android. The reason for that is it doesn't need to take advantage of a vulnerability, a fault in the Android software. What it does is after it installs, it just asks you for permission to access everything. And if you don't pay attention to that,
So easy when you're downloading an app. I've done this a million times. Yeah. It gives you this long list of permissions. You want the app. I mean, look, I was caught needing directions a couple of weeks ago. I needed to get to my local tip. What a showbiz life I lead. And my sat-nav had broken. So I downloaded an app called Waze, which you might be aware of. And it was very good. But it required all kinds of permissions. And I was so desperate to get to the tip and get this done. I just said, yes, and let it do it.
Yeah, but yes, I understand, and you have to put some trust sometimes. But if you've got, an app which is purporting to be a Flash Player, you know, to play video content on your device, why would it need access to everything? Why would it need access to your address?
So we just need to be a bit more proactive. Fevzi, we've got 60 seconds, so let's talk about a gadget of the week. I've wanted for a long time to get into video, and I think what you're going to talk about now might allow me to do it.
Yeah, this is a big step change. Apple have been talking a lot about how iPads will take over from laptops, and this is an important step towards that. This is a product, it's for iOS, so Apple iPhone and iPad. It's called LumaFusion Pro, L-U-M-A Fusion, or one word, and then Pro, LumaFusion Pro. It's an app, by app standards, it's expensive because it's $19.99, but when you look at what it does and what it compares with, it's the absolute bargain. It's got very similar functionality to some very expensive desktop apps like Final Cut Pro and Premiere Pro. You can edit up to 4K video at 60 frames a second on your iPhone, and it works, and it's just amazing. It's powerful, it's intuitive, it's got touch gestures, which obviously you tend not to get with desktop applications. You can even record your own voiceover using built-in mics or add-on mics. It does everything.
For $19.99, that's really going to empower people, isn't it?
And it works on both iPad and iPhone. Imagine, you can start editing when you're waiting for the bus. You can shoot it on the device. You can narrate it on the device, and then you can edit it and publish it on the device.
I think it sounds great. And for $19.99, it sounds like a bargain. But I do worry that the march of technology gives us so little time just to, you know, look at the flowers and smell the air.
Well, now we can video them, edit it, and explain to everyone how good it is.
Exactly.
4.5 stars out of 5.
I knew you'd have a tech answer for that. If people want to shoot the breeze, ask you a question, help them sort out some kind of tech dilemma, how do they do that, Betty?
Come and say hello on Twitter. I'm at Gadget Detective. Follow, say hello. I will try and say hello back. I usually do.
Betty Kirkup, the Gadget Detective, a very mild-mannered man who's very polite to everybody. He'll be back in 7 days. Thanks, Betty.
Cheers.